This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
And Jen Reid joins me again this morning. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
And this week, our journey deeper into God's Word.
Yeah, it's a blog by Mark Brown, who lives in Western Australia. And Mark started his blog in August 2009 and uses it as a tool for sharing what he's learning on his daily journey into God's Word, the Bible. Yeah, so Mark says that one day God challenged him to read the Bible every day, basically, which, you know, he does for all of us, I think. But with Mark, he challenged him not just to read it, but to really study it and go deeper in order to discover God's message for his life. And about 2 weeks into it, Mark had a strong sense from God that he should share the journey with others. And that's why he started his blog. So it's a bit like a Bible study in cyberspace, Katrina.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And I dare say Mark's constantly encouraged to keep going from the many wonderful comments he gets from his readers. I noticed that on his blog, he's got a general audience of both males and females. And just to give an example of the kinds of positive feedback he gets, I'd like to share one of his readers' comments, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Just wanted to thank you for your words, even though you have no clue who I am. You've been a lifeline sent by God to keep me going, and keep me going he has done. Thank you, and may God bring all the wonderful blessings of his promises to your life always." Mm. So it's clear that Mark's blog is a great help and source of encouragement for lots of people.
And so what else do you know about Mark?
He's actually an Anglican priest, but retired from his leadership position in a church to run a ministry called Global Scope Ministries, which oversees a heap of Facebook pages with a total membership of over 3.5 million. And he also runs a company called Global Scope Media that helps organisations engage with the digital age. So he's a bit of a social media expert and IT expert by the look of it. So he's really, using his knowledge for good. And a couple of years ago, Mark also founded what is now apparently the world's second most engaged page on Facebook, and it's called The Bible, and that has 7.6 million members. So they're pretty impressive.
I reckon.
And Mark's obvious passion for sharing the love of Jesus online is definitely paying off.
And I guess he seems, obviously he's so immersed in this that I guess he would have a lot of insights to offer.
Yeah.
And what are some of the posts that you've enjoyed?
Well, he wrote a post a while ago called Facing Depression, Katrina, and in it he describes his own experiences of depression and how he dealt with them. And he actually has a background in psychotherapy, so he's got experience in the medical side of depression, but he obviously has a grasp on the spiritual ramifications of it as well. And depression is an illness that affects so many people.
Yeah.
I actually suffered with postnatal depression for a couple of years after the birth of my second child. And it's a terrible thing that people don't like to discuss a lot of the time, but Mark openly discusses the subject in this post and gives a practical list of things that helped him during his struggle, and things like prayer and meditation and exercise and getting medical help. So, yeah, I found that a really good post.
Yeah, that's good. And anything else?
Yeah, he actually has started to post videos rather than just text, which I really love. So a recent one that he did was called "If You Are Feeling Really Stressed, Watch This." So he tells a story of a time he travelled to Asia to visit a church there. And one day he decided to go out for the day to have a look around. So he hopped on a bus which travelled deep into the jungle, and he thought he knew where he was getting off. But apparently he found himself stuck in the middle of nowhere, completely lost. He walked for a bit, and as he prayed for help, because he was getting really scared, he suddenly stumbled upon a man and a woman who spoke a little English. And he began to explain his situation and told them the name of the church he was visiting. And amazingly, they knew the leader of this church personally. So they not only took him to the church, but they fed him and gave him something to drink before they left.
That's uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was just an amazing example of God's provision and a reminder that we can always rely on God. And Mark says sometimes the more vulnerable you are, the more God can work in your life. So, and I've really found that to be true a lot of the time. Yeah.
Okay. And so where can people find this blog, Jen?
At journeyintotheword.com. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.